Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting third. The left fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tom Wright. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Fitzgerald. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Stobbs. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Chuck Stobbs. And now, play ball. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a pop-up towards short. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost takes first base on ball four. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yost moves to third. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yost tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Senators. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vernon moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels takes first base on ball four. Vernon moves to third. Wright moves to second. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosen moves to third. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stobbs fields it and throws to first for the out. Doby moves to second. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosen scores. Doby scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rosen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Terwilliger for the out. One out. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Feller moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Feller moves to third. Avila moves to second. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-1 in the game. Westlake is called out on strikes. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Seavers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Feller tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Seavers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Westlake. Seavers reaches second base with a double. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Seavers moves to third. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-1 in the game. Fitzgerald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 1 in the game. Terwilliger strikes out. One out. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Stobbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Sievers fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Sievers. Avila goes all the way around to score. Smith moves to third. It's 4-1, Indians. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 2 in the game. Westlake hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly who is chasing the ball. Vernon reaches third base with a triple. Busby goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2 Indians. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sievers strikes out. One out. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wright is hit by the pitch. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vernon scores. Wright moves to third. It's 5-3, Indians. Ray Narlski now pitching. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0 for 2 in the game. Fitzgerald takes first base on ball 4. Runnels moves to second. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 2 in the game. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wright scores. Runnels moves to third. Fitzgerald moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-4, Indians. Mickey McDermott pinch hits for Chuck Stobbs. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 4. The Indians will come to bat. Sonny Dixon now pitching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Busby strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Severs hits a fly ball into left field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels misplays the ball. That's an error on Runnels. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Westlake hits a line drive into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Wright hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie. Wright reaches second base with a double. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fitzgerald is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Terwilliger hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sonny Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 4. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a line drive towards second. Terwilliger catches it, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Rosen moves to third. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rosen tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-4, Indians. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Yost hits a line drive towards third. Smith reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Severs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Westlake. Severs reaches second base with a double. Busby moves to third. Hal Newhouser now pitching. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Wright strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dixon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Tom Umflett pinch hits for Pete Runnels. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fitzgerald hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Terwilliger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Washington Senators, 4. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.